237.
Listening to us down under, and everybody in the UK who told me to be brave and to start eating fish and chips. Yeah, spending some time with my brother, I'll tell you what, he's pushing the fish on me. Yeah, it's a quest. You know how that is when, I mean, everybody has somebody like that in their family, right? Where they really want you to try something, or really want you to eat something, and they really want you to get on that zip line in Costa Rica and go all the way down the mountain. And I love my brother. He wants me to eat fish. He's pushing the fish on me. And I have to say, I had fish and chips for all of you listening in the UK. I have had fish and chips, but I've had some crappy fish in my days. And all of you know what it's like. Man, you get a bad... Yeah. What a way to start America Tonight, too, right? Kvetching about eating. But the problem with the fish is, unlike other things that you eat, if you get a bad piece of fish... And it smells fishy, or there's bones in it. I mean, it's the worst. It kills the experience. And that's what's happened to me. A couple of times I got ill on some bad fish. But I will say, yes, I had good fish and chips in Ireland. And, you know, I tried a little bit of the cod the other day. It was at an English pub, and it was pretty good. It wasn't fishy. It wasn't crazy flaky. And so I'm going to say... It's Fish Friday. There's some, like, Catholicism mixed in there, I think. That doesn't explain what we're talking about. I know, it's lame. Doesn't explain what we're talking about on this hour of America Tonight. G.I. Jane, no way. That's what so many of you overwhelmingly said. I got up, I couldn't sleep last night. I got up and I was checking my email. It just shows you, that's a no-life person checking your email. I checked my email and I had no less than 20 emails. I mean, within a couple of hours, so many of you saying, hey, love the idea of smart women in the military, in lots of different roles, medically, flying the birds, all kinds of things. But not on the front lines. So that makes me wonder about the demographics of America Tonight. Do we have progressive males? Do we have lots and lots of traditional type of men listening to this show? Or are you guys just telling me what I was saying? The concern is if they can't do, if the women can't do what the men can do, certainly when they're going through obstacle courses and earning their wings, if you will, and getting into positions in the Marines that will put them on the front line, then how could you possibly think they're going to watch your back? And there's some other sticky issues involved that some of you threw into your emails. When we get to the mailbag, we will certainly hit that up. But, you know, one of the top generals, Martin Dempsey, I thought he was not going to do this, but he endorsed the move to open combat units in the military to women. And they've talked about this now for decades. And usually it gets shot down, pardon the pun, but this time it's gone up the flagpole, and it is. It is what it is, so it's going to happen. It's a question of implementation and ultimately where we'll see the women in Afghanistan, because we're still in Afghanistan until 2014. For one, I know that's happening. I talked to someone at the Pentagon. They shot me a quick email about that. That's obvious. And then there are a couple of other areas where you'll probably see some women that eventually will end up in those positions right next to guys. And in the combat zones. Well, it's always a combat zone when we're talking about D.C., and how can we ever kick off a show and not mention politics right when we take our first lick? And the politics of the day center around Kerry, Senator Kerry, and what's going to happen as far as the Secretary of State position, because he's supposed to be a shoe-in, get it, for Hillary Clinton. But is he such a shoe-in? We're going to talk to somebody who says maybe not so much in our next segment here in this Hour of America Tonight. But Kerry is the president's nominee for that spot. And Kerry talked about a couple of different things. He said, you know, to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the thing I picked out was his nuggets were the president has made it definitive, talking about, you know, some of the questions surrounding Iran. And he said there's lots of questions about the nuclear program, and we will do what we must do to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. And I repeat here today, this is Kerry, our policy is not containment, it is prevention, and the clock is ticking on our efforts to secure responsible compliance. And then he went on to talk about sanctions and, you know, that they're working, and talking about the currency in Iran and some other things that have dropped, and especially that's dropped, but that they've been, other nations have now kind of jumped on board, some of them anyway, in reducing their dependence on Iranian oil, and that was part of the push to for tougher sanctions. And Kerry had a couple of other gems I would throw in here at the top, telling one of the senators there's no daylight between Clinton and him. Wow. China is all over Africa, and we need to be in the game, and that there's going to be some measures of engagement in Afghanistan in the future, and, you know, a few other things. So, of course, Clinton is backing John Kerry. John McCain is backing John Kerry. And Elizabeth Warren is praising him, too, as well. Of all of the cabinet members, and especially this one, couldn't be a more important position. He's he's the guy who has the least resistance going in, but maybe not so. Maybe not so. And I'm going to leave that up to our next yakker who's coming on in another few minutes here. Also in this Hour of America Tonight, Disney has a secret. How do you keep a secret in the movie business? And the funny thing is they have a secret, but it's... Exactly. How do you keep a secret when you're Disney? But and it's so secret that the fourth man on the totem pole sent me a text to tell me about it. And I think it's pretty much now all over the place that they filmed a movie in secret. Yeah. Escape from Tomorrow. Can you believe it? How do they do that? And at Sundance, this is the one that everybody was talking about. When at Sundance are they talking about Disney movies? Usually they're talking about more independent kind of flicks. So this Escape from Tomorrow deal was the hottest hit coming out of Sundance. And what's it about? It was shot in black and white, and the attractions at Disney turn into nightmarish specters. How about that? That doesn't seem very Disney, does it? I wonder what they're going to rate this thing. But it's supposedly a kid's movie. Supposedly it's a kid's movie. I couldn't get much more than that. I got the text, got a few little details, and that was it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I don't want this to affect your opening questions, but let me say I've never seen a more distinguished and better-looking group of public officials in my life. I can pledge to you that as a veteran of war, I will always carry the consequences of our decisions in my mind and be grateful that we have such extraordinary people to back us up.
Yeah, there are some people that think that John Kerry should beat it. Others think that he'll sail through this entire process. The confirmation hearings have begun. You heard the little joke there at the top. I just mentioned a couple of nuggets that he threw out when we first cracked open the microphone. So they're beginning this week for him. And as I said, some people think that this is pretty much a layup, maybe the easiest one of all. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room from the left coast, Stephen Zunes. He is a professor of politics and chair of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco. Stephen, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
So here's the question. You look overall at the possible contenders heading into this who could have taken the place of Hillary Clinton, you know, that whole, when the president went through the whole rigmarole of nominating somebody, and we saw what happened with Susan Rice. So I guess two questions. Was Susan Rice, in your opinion, was that a mistake or no?
I think the attacks on her around Benghazi and the issues the Republicans were raising were pretty spurious. But I had other concerns about Susan Rice, frankly, which are similar to my concerns about John Kerry, in that they don't really seem to be very supportive of human rights and international law when it involves strategic allies of the United States. And some of their statements, particularly Kerry's around Iraq, I find particularly troubling for similar reasons. But what's particularly problematic, I think, is when you look at President Obama, who got the Democratic nomination, who defeated that hard-fought campaign with Hillary Clinton, primarily on their differences on Iraq, that Obama had the wisdom to realize it would be a bad idea and spoke out against it and warned against the serious consequences and questioned all these claims about the supposed Iraqi threat while Clinton was, you know, giving the Bush administration line. And Obama said, I'll not only end the war in Iraq, I'll end the mindset that led to the war in Iraq. Yet virtually every single appointment he's made for a foreign policy and national security position have been among the right-wing minority of Democrats who supported Bush on the war, including both Clinton and Kerry and Rice, and now and of course Gates and Blair and Napolitano and Biden and others. So Kerry nomination is just yet another of these very disappointing appointments that seem to be an outright betrayal of his supporters.
Yeah, do you think that's by design? Let's get this through and this is an appeasement, even though you just set it up for us. Campaigning, that's not what Obama promised, and so he hasn't followed through on that. Is this just a way, let's get him out there, push him through, it's fine?
I mean, I think in certain ways, by getting these more traditional hawks, he is making the nomination process a little easier. John Kerry is respected on both sides of the aisle. I don't think there are any that he'll have much trouble having his nomination confirmed. But nonetheless, there are some specific issues about Kerry, ranging from his a series of false statements about Iraq's military capabilities to his attacks on the International Court of Justice, his unqualified defense of Israeli occupation policies and human rights violations, and his statements basically claiming the United States has the right to invade virtually any country that might potentially have a threat to attack us someday, and the implications all that has to the UN Charter and international law, in other words, I think it just sends the wrong signal to both our allies and adversaries that we're essentially continuing the Bush administration's policy of unilateralism and contempt for basic international legal standards.
You know, what's interesting is if you go back and you look at Kerry a couple of decades ago, he was definitely considered to be one of the, if you were going to label somebody more progressive, one of the more progressive people, members of Congress, of the U.S. Senate on foreign policy. So what do you think triggered the change for Kerry and how he's voted? And you mentioned some of that. What do you think's been the big game changer for him that made him make such a jump, running for president, trying to
perhaps
have allies?
In the 1980s, he was one of the harshest critics of Reagan administration foreign policy, including the support for the repression in El Salvador, for the counter-terrorists. I mean, he was about the only person actually who raised concerns about the ties to the between the U.S.-backed Contras and drug runners. And he was initially dismissed by some as conspiracy nut, but in fact ends up he was right. Similarly, he raised concerns about some of the dangerous escalation of the nuclear arms race and U.S. support for the Marcos dictatorship in the Philippines and other autocratic allies. He supported the nuclear freeze, he didn't. And definitely has moved to the right in recent years. He shocked a lot of people with his enthusiastic support for the invasion of Iraq, and even when others like Chuck Hagel immediately distanced themselves from their vote and expressed regret, Kerry doubled down and said he would have voted to invade Iraq even if he knew they didn't have weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
I don't know him personally. I know, some people say that this is all political calculation, though ironically it backfired. I think had he been against the war, he would have been elected president, because the issue in 2004 would have been the wisdom of going into Iraq, at that time most Americans opposed the war, and that would have been to Kerry's advantage, and instead it became flip-flopping, and that of course was used against him. So if he did do this for political reasons, it certainly didn't help. But you know, whether it's indicative of an ideological shift, or whether it's for political expediency, it does raise a number of questions regarding his fitness to be Secretary of State.
Yeah, one of the things he said too in his opening statement, just the statement said, He'll do his best to implement President Obama's vision for the world by giving a voice to the voiceless, which you're saying that's not really what he's peddling, right?
No, I mean, for example, his support on human rights has been quite spotty. He's certainly spoken out against human rights abuses by governments that we don't like. And you know, earlier in his career, he was more forthcoming in supporting human rights elsewhere, such as Central America and the Philippines and the like. But he's attacked the credibility of Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch and leading international jurists when they have raised concerns about Israeli human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian law. He's gone as far as saying that in issues of international humanitarian law in territories under foreign belligerent occupation, the International Court of Justice shouldn't have any say. It should be the domestic courts of the occupying army, which is essentially adopting this idea of the right of conquest. Some of these things are I may be over intellectualizing. I'm an academic, so I come to these conclusions. And he may be again thinking, well, maybe that will get me some pro-Israel votes if I make these kind of statements. But again, in any case, when you're Secretary of State of the United States, you really do need to we do need to set an example in terms of human rights, international law. We cannot just say, well, it's okay for our allies to get away with stuff, and it's not okay for others. I think we need to set a stronger, more consistent example. Otherwise, if we, the most powerful country in the world, aren't willing to abide by universally accepted international legal standards, why should anybody else?
All right, so 30 seconds left. Does he get this gig? Is he going to just sail through this, even though you don't want to see this? And he's infuriated a lot of progressives and a lot of people who are looking at these flip-flopping things that he's done in the past.
Well, I'll almost certainly become Secretary of State, but as with almost anything else in foreign policy, as we've seen from Vietnam to Central America to the arms race to South Africa to East Timor to Iraq, what's key, I think, is the American people becoming engaged. Because the more engaged Americans are, the more
they pay attention.
Our country's going to live up to its values.
Yeah, yeah. Professor, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
To Carrie, but he says it's because he's a neocon. If you look at some of the things that Carrie has said, saying he's going along with the policies of Bush, and he talked about how he voted when it came to the Iraq War and gave some other specifics on John Kerry and the reason why he's a lightweight, basically. If you're a progressive and you are somebody who looked at John Kerry as a guy who could have been president, who could represent, that he's not that guy. So I was looking at some of the blogs, you know, for what that's worth, just to hear the the Americans' opinions when it comes to being anonymous. That's the problem with the whole blogging thing to me. Some of it's good. But anyway, I read one that really stuck out, and this one said, I live in Massachusetts. I have no respect for this man. I don't want him representing my state, never mind my country. John Kerry is just another political knob out there to make a name for himself and line his pockets with some easy cash and bennies. Somebody else says, is this the best we can do? Is this the best we can do? And then this is the key, though, going along with what the professor from San Francisco said, I bet you there's going to be at least 20 Republican senators who think their buddy, meaning Kerry, has enough integrity to approve his nomination. Remember that there is no honor among thieves. Oh, he is a shoo-in, though. And the reason he's a shoo-in is because of that. It's because he has buddies on the other side of the aisle. This will be the least contested of all of the cabinet positions. I mean, done deal. done deal. There's not much to talk about here. Done deal. Let's see what happens with Iran. Let's see what happens with drones. Watch how Afghanistan wraps up. Al-Qaeda, what's going to happen in the Benghazi situation and trying to catch the thugs that killed the ambassador and the three others. Are they ever going to get them, expose them? And, you know, pick your poison. You know, Hillary Clinton, who looked exhausted and obviously had health problems, I caught a little snippet of an interview before the whole Benghazi testifying thing the other day before the two committees. Maybe this was a couple of, it's probably more than a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, and she did. She looked exhausted, like she had more miles on her than the biggest flyer of American airlines who gathered. You know how they always have that contest to get the most miles, whoever gets the most miles? Because that's what she's been doing. She's been on a plane and she's been to every hot spot you can imagine. What was interesting is she said, people lie. I'm sick of lying, and that's why I'm getting out of this. There is a joke in that somewhere, I know. But Carrie now taking the baton and jumping in. And isn't it interesting to listen to some of the things that he's been saying? That's why I thought it was fun to have the professor on, because from his point of view, he's saying, listen, what Obama promised, and for anyone out there who's liberal, who's progressive, we did not get what we thought we were going to get. And in Kerry, we're definitely not going to get that. All right, coming up on our last segment of America Tonight, I'm going to give you a little tease here. What it must be like when suddenly you get that instant fame, you come out of nowhere, like Jeremy Lin from the New York Knicks back in his Knicks days. Remember that? How much excitement there was over Linsanity? How about Tim Tebow when he was playing for Denver and he would kneel down and look toward the heavens, you know, the pose that became Tebowing? What does Tim Tebow, Jeremy Lin, and Colin Kaepernick have in common with each other? What do all three of them have in common with each other? I'm going to answer that question in our last segment when we make the final turn. I bet you nobody can come up with the reason that the three of them have something in common. What is it besides the athlete thing, not the obvious thing, something a little bit deeper than that? I'm not even giving you a hint on that one.
They all have feet. They all have feet.
They're all guys. They're athletes. Yeah. They have the 15 minutes of fame. Let's just take all those off the table. All right, just take them all off the table. No one's going to guess it. I'm going to throw out the number. If you want to jingle in and throw in your 2 cents on the Carrie nod, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You know, the Super Bowl is coming up, so of course I wanted to make sure that all of you know we're going to do our Nail the Score, our Tuesday into Wednesday show. It's our final Nail the Score for the NFL season, and it couldn't be better to see what's going to happen here between the Harbaugh brothers and their two teams, San Francisco and the Ravens. I hope we have another really tight Super Bowl where it comes down to those final moments and you're just not sure who's going to win it. You have a square. You're at your buddy's house. You don't know what you did. You threw in a dollar or two, and you're sitting there circling your square, and you're just hoping. You're waiting to see what the score ultimately is going to be. It just shows you that the Super Bowl now is more about entertainment, even in the living room, even at the parties that you go to. So that's much about what's happening on the screen. It's about what's happening at the party where you are, the food, the squares, all that stuff that is related to football and our final greatest, biggest, baddest game of them all. And on a week when there's all these celebrations of players and announcements of Hall of Fame and that kind of stuff, I'll tell you one of the things that's interesting is that the sites are named for the upcoming Super Bowls, and we know that 2014, the Super Bowl will be in New York City. Can you imagine what it would cost or what it's going to cost for the security in New York City for a Super Bowl there. And the other thing about the Super Bowl in New York City is the amount of people already coming into the city for XYZ, then throw in the Super Bowl in that mix. I think it's going to be one of the hardest tickets ever in Super Bowl history to get, because so many people who wanted to go to New York City and then they mix it in with the football, you can just about, as Cop says, triple the cost. Whereas if you were heading down to Tampa, you're going to this year New Orleans, you were out in San Diego, even though San Diego can be expensive, nothing like New York. It will cost you the most to go to the Super Bowl, but I think it will be the toughest ticket. It'll be triple the cost or more to get the ticket to be at that game. It'll be such a hot item for people in the city, for people coming to the city. So just a warning, if you're a huge football fan, your team's looking good during the season, don't ask for presents on your birthday or any other holiday. Just ask for money and start putting it away, because you're going to need a lot of it if you're going to even have a crack at going to the Super Bowl. And this is the interesting thing. How many people will go to New York and not realize the transportation situation there? I mean, yeah, cabs, that's pretty easy, but trying to weather the subway. When New York is concerned about their subways, they're calling for an investigation into all these subway deaths. They're trying to put the brakes on these crazy incidents. And there have been 6 subway deaths already in 2013. My goodness, we're not even through the month yet. And every single one of them was so different. They're on pace right now for 100 deaths this year. Yeah, even Law and Order, the best detectives there, couldn't help you. That's almost twice as many as last year. You believe it? And they're happening in all different kinds of ways, where somebody's getting caught on the platform barriers and somebody else slid down the side and somebody else was pushed, and we know that story. And the MTA has to be concerned about that. And what could they possibly do to stop this and get those other kinds of barriers that they were talking about that they have in London, where you have two sides next to you, so it would be pretty tough to push someone off. And what would have to happen is the gates open and you have to get in the gates. And man, of all the things that happened, this woman that was killed on New Year's Day morning when she stumbled onto the tracks. Last week, a man fell onto the tracks as he was between two cars. I mean, just awful. There were 3 people killed in a 24-hour period. A 24-hour period. So they're telling these train operators to slow down when they get into the station, because they're concerned about what they're going to be greeted with when they come around the corner sometimes with the tracks. Excuse me, it's like the lingering cold of Kate. The concern is high. You know, if you look at how many deaths there have been in the past, you know, in 2012, 55, I said this, you know, we're up on pace for 100, 55. So now you add all those tourists into the mix there, and the time of the year you'd be talking about in 2014. But that's a whole year away to worry about. We got this first Super Bowl coming up next week. Should be fun. I love the storylines coming out of it. Speaking of that, the quarterback for one of the teams has something in common with a few others that have created some buzz. I'm going to tell you what that's all about when we get back in the mix on the flip side.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. 2 reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
San Francisco 49ers. You can imagine how excited he is to be in the spotlight. I think by now people are starting to realize more about this kid with the tattoo and the big grin on his face. And, you know, he kissing the bicep and that whole thing. And now it's called Kaepernicking. So he has now coined a little phrase, Kaepernicking. And what happened is the Nevada men's basketball team, which fell to San Diego State on Wednesday night, 78-57. It's not of significance what the final score was. The fans inside that event center in Reno were going crazy because the former Nevada quarterback has become a celebrity now that he's the starter for the 49ers, and he's going to start in Super Bowl, the Super Bowl coming up on February 3rd. So they've even got a Kaepernicking rap video that's gone viral. But here's the thing. It's the gesture that he's done. That's what Kaepernicking is. And it's become such a word like Tebowing and Linsanity. That's what those athletes have in common, that there is the race to copyright it. Tebow's brother, I think, was the one who jumped in with the Tebow copywriting thing. And Jeremy Lin immediately copywriting Linsanity, and some people will say, oh, what a giant ego. I mean, he gets this thing sticks, and all of a sudden he's, you know, he's got to be out there and have somebody copywriting the name and try to make some cash off of it and throw the t-shirts out there. But and I was talking to my brother, who's an attorney, and he said, you can look at it a couple of different ways, though. What if some nutbag took that term and did something really twisted with it? I mean, they could do damage to your brand, to your name, especially all of a sudden, poof, this guy's foisted into the spotlight, just like, really just like Jeremy Lin. Not as much Tim Tebow, because Tebow was very well known already in college, but the whole thing with the gesture and the fact that the crowd the other night, they made it even bigger because they became the unofficial world's largest Kaepernicking party when they did all do that at one time. So they're keeping that alive and making that a big deal. And you kiss your right bicep, basically, is what it is. I'm going to do it right now. I just did it.
That wasn't...
Kaepernicking. Ready? Here we go. It's radio. I did it.
I thought Hulk Hogan kissed his muscles.
Well, there was no Hoganing, so he didn't make any. There was nothing. He had nothing that he could copyright, and Kaepernick did. So Kaepernicking, it's exploded all over the place. People are doing the gestures in bars, on the streets, at work, all over the place, and it's just like the Tebowing thing, but I think even bigger. Remember the whole griffining thing? I'm not even going to tell you about griffining if you don't know what griffining is.
This is Linsanity.
Lin. It is. I love it. I think it's cool. If only I could come up with something like that.
Kiss your knee.
K-pop. How about some K-pop action? On
kiss
this
the
show?
Air. Kiss the air.
That's all I need.
Delaney.
I just need one thing that gets that pushes me past George Norrie. Because he owns the spaceship land, and as much as I am fascinated by that, we know how we roll here on America Tonight. We've all got ADD, and we're sick of hearing the same thing over and over again. So we've got our own little crossroads going on. But I can't say that I could come up with anything clever of coining a phrase simply by kissing the bicep, which was just what he did. It was just what he did. It was his thing. And it has really, really taken off. I think that the thing that's interesting is how big it's gotten, and the fact that my brother's right, the fact of the copywriting, the way people will look at that, is he copy, you know, are they copywriting that? Oh, geez, what if maybe people think, let's capitalize on that right now. Or it's also, you could think of it as, hey, I'm trying to protect my little nest egg here, my little property, my little brand, because these days with so much social media and everything else, if you have some phrase, a phrase that pays or something that just makes you larger than life, whether it's for 15 minutes or for a very long time, it seems like you know copyright lawyers must be really in demand. You gotta jump on the whole copyright thing, or you have to know how to do it. Because somebody else will beat you to the punch, and then they'll hold you hostage. And that's like the worst thing. You like the people that, I mean, in a way, I guess good for them, but the people that bought up all the common names like Frito-Lay and 7-Up and Coca-Cola when the internet just started to become big, when Al Gore's internet exploded, and people wanted to knew by holding those names, those domains, the names, that they'd have to pay them a certain amount of money to get it back from them because they own it, and they didn't have to pay very much for it. And then it's just like somebody who's new to the game, if you have a common name or something that you want for a site and you try to get it, forget about it. Here's a great example. America Tonight, I think, is a brilliant name for this show, right? America Tonight. And if you go to AmericaTonight.net, you will find my smiling face and all the little particulars about what we've done on the show, some news links, some great stuff up there, things from the past, what you missed, all kinds of stuff, links to Facebook and Twitter and on the screen, Pal Talk and all that. However, if you went to the more common AmericaTonight.com, I'll just say right off the bat, I have nothing to do with that site, but it was taken. Of course it was taken, because it could have been an easy name for someone to grab up. So Kaepernicking. I like it, I have to say. You may, if you think of Linsanity, you think of some of the other guys that I mentioned, What other aspects of this do you think, or what other people do you think should really copyright what they have going on? I don't know if we're up for this. Some of you have just set your alarm clocks to jump into the game, so maybe this might be too heady for you right now. Think about it and send me something at americatonight.net, or you can give me a jingle at 855-266-5283,
855-266-KATE. Schwarzenegger, he should copyright the one-liner.
Schwarzenegging?
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger, I think has, yeah, I think that has a negative connotation now these days. So no, I mean even phrases like "I'll be back," famous movie lines, automatically now movie studios jump on whatever they think is going to be the tagline, whatever's going to pop. That three, it's usually three words somewhere in there. They're going to try to copyright that right away. I mean, this is going to be one of the big sidelines. This is going to be one of the sideline stories. It's going to be one of the big things that we see happening at the Super Bowl. When you listen to some of the radio coming out of there, or when you watch the tube and you see the 15 hours of celebrities telling you what's going to happen in the Super Bowl, they'll have little clips of people that are there, and you're going to see people doing that, I guarantee. They'll probably even have a contest. Who can do that? Kissing your right bicep. I'm going to do it again. Tap. It might be my favorite thing, because I can actually do it here in America Tonight, and you know what's happening. I can't predict what's going to happen in the Super Bowl, but I can tell you, as I already have told you, that we're going to have another nail to score. I got from my pal RJ Bell from pregame.com, he's coming on next week, some interesting things about the Super Bowl. Like 65% of the bets so far have been on the underdog Ravens. That moves the opening line a bunch. San Francisco's favored by 5 points, although that keeps moving. The line now, I saw just a few minutes ago, 3.5, just so you knew. How about this? Chances to win the game based on odds. San Francisco, 62%. Keep this in mind for next week. Baltimore, 38%. $100. If you put $100 down on the Ravens to be Super Bowl champs, it pays $150. How about that? Oh, we have so much more that we'll throw at you next time around when we talk about the Super Bowl. But mark it down. You don't want to miss our final nail to score next week on ATN. Kate, can you call me back?
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.